All right, let's say that something happened at 10 a.m. and someone asked you the next day, I mean 10 p.m. in the evening, someone asked you the next day when it happened, you would say, well, it happened.
Oh, I would say about bedtime.
Bedtime, okay. Mm-hmm. How about, would you say, if it was a little bit later, say if it was midnight or if it was after bedtime, what would you say for that?
I'd say about midnight.
Okay. Would you ever use something like of a night or at nighttime or of a night? It happened at nighttime.
No.
Okay. If someone says, "Now that boy is spoiled," okay, when he grows up, you might say he'll have his trouble.
I don't know how to answer that. I don't know.
Okay. All right. You can do it either way. You can say, when he grows up, he'll blank have trouble.
Yes. I've heard some of the old people. They believe in it. Lots of them still do. That maybe they were a little wild in their young days, and then their children come along and they do things, you know, that's really not what they approve of, and the old folks say, well, said he's reaping what he sowed.
Yeah, okay.
And, because I never have said that, but lots of people around believe it.
Oh.
Is that what you had reference
well,
to?
Well, that's okay. The thing is if it's not in your vocabulary, if it's not in your speech, it's not really all important anyway. But have you ever heard anyone say he's like does not have trouble? Or
yes, I've heard that term. Like
have you ever used
not.
It?
No, I don't guess I have.
Okay. How about the trenches that are cut by a plow? What do you call those?
Furrows.
All right. An example here, if you have a good yield of wheat or something, you can say we raised a big
crop.
Good. If you got rid of all the brush and trees and land, you might say you did what?
Cleared it.
Okay. Let's see. Let's see what we got. We got three questions here in one, so he made sure I wanted to ask you. What do you call the old dry dead grass that's left on the ground in the spring after cutting?
Well, just dead grass.
Okay, after you do it, you know, the first cutting, you know, do you have a name for any of that dry grass that's left?
Unless we're cutting it for hay, we call it hay. But if not, other than just dead grass, we have no name for it.
Okay. What about the crop that comes up a second year that wasn't planted? What do you call that?
Volunteer.
Okay. What do you you know of the term or have any reference to the term second cutting?
Yes. Second cutting. We usually it's in reference to a hay crop where you cut it probably 3 to 4 times. And then each, of course, the first cutting is first, then second cutting, third cutting, and fourth cutting.
Okay. How about when wheat's tied up, it's tied up into a what?
Sheaves.
Okay. Bundles of sheaves are piled into a blank.
A stack.
Okay.
We never grew wheat much. I don't know too much about that.
Okay. Is the ground around here good for wheat?
Yes, but like I said, this has always been cotton corn country right around here.
Okay, I see a lot of
that's cotton all out there.
I'm just curious now. This isn't the book or anything. How much of Lee County is in agriculture?